Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, when we talk about business, people have different perceptions of what their business should be and how they should approach it. There are people that just show up for work. They think that's going to absolutely make them successful. They just do stuff. There are people that have a specialty, whether it's production or whether it's sales or whether it's design, and they focus on what they know. But let's talk about football for a second, and you may not even be a football fan, but certainly this is easy to understand even if you're not a fan. There are different elements to the game. There is offense, trying to score. There is defense, keeping the opposite team from trying to score. And there are special teams where they're the field goal team. They're the team that takes the kickoff to try to run the ball back. And each of those sections has special coaches that absolutely studies exactly how the other team plays, what their strength is, what their weakness is, and they work with their offense, defense, or special team players. It's not like, yes, there is a head coach, and the head coach is responsible for the overall, but the assistant coaches are responsible for their particular areas. So the problem or the challenge we have as business people, one, is there's probably not enough time, and there's probably not enough coaching talent in your business, but we have to really say, how can we work on all of these areas in our business? How do we work on the offense and the defense? How do we work on the special teams? And we could even say the special teams are the backroom people, the accounting people, the people who do the shipping, anybody who's involved in operations. But we tend not to look at all of those areas. What we tend to do is we tend to focus on one thing. And that one thing may or may not be successful, but what happens is we put ourselves in a position where our business isn't as strong as it should be because we're not getting the overall picture. You can't just be one-dimensional and be the success you want to be. You have to be multidimensional. And when you're multidimensional and you're looking at all areas of your business, then you're in a great position because you're starting to understand, you're starting to rally all of your players, all of your employees together. You're starting to form a team. Everyone understands what their role is, and there is one of the problems with businesses. Your employees, your coworkers don't understand what their role is, what they should be doing. So therefore, they don't have the goals of what they should be accomplishing. There is no way that anyone's keeping score as to what their production really is, what their participation is, what part of their particular area in their business contributes to the bottom line. So we have a lot of thinking to do. We have a lot of work to do. And what we want to do is, again, we want to put our business in a position where we're thinking about different areas of the business. And when we do that, well, success is yours. It's just waiting for you to happen. You need to take your people and you need to understand what their position is, what you need them to do, what their goals are, how they interact with other people in your business, and you need to form a team. This is Howard Lewinter. Let's play the game of business. Let's play it to win. Let's get all of our people together. Let's see how we can get them to be a cohesive unit and be the success that everyone in business wants to be, especially you. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.